Hey, and it is your boy, Mr. Miller, with a new special episode for Super Garbage Day, or one of our other many multitudes of tasty podcast treats. I'm doing a solo thing today because I have seen the light. I poo-pooed this game. And I have talked about it many a time, and anybody who listened to the intro, if you've made it this far, you already know what I'm talking about. It is F-Zero. F-Zero 99. Man, I shit on this game when it came out. I thought it was just going to be another garbage cash grab, doing the whole battle royale thing, but I am wrong. This game is fantastic. God, I love it. It is everything I missed about the old F-Zero, and it just adds that little, you know, that touch. Let's get into it. First impressions. Bah, 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 bah. So, first impressions of this game. I looked at it when I saw the trailer and I just said, did I not want what they were doing? I thought it was going to be a hot sack of shit. But as we will get into, I will eat my words and I will eat that sandwich, because this is pure F-Zero. And we'll get right into it with, we'll go gameplay. Boo, 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 boo. So getting right into it, the gameplay is F-Zero. If you are a fan of the original F-Zero, if you're a fan of any of the old racing games, this is your shit. Like, this game plays so good in comparison to other games that are trying to do a similar type of thing. Only, and I'll get into this later, the twist. But if you're looking for just pure F-Zero, this does it. It plays so solidly. Controls are tight, to a point where, you know, my roommate and I, we were trying to figure out, well, is there a brake? Yes, there is a brake, but do you need it? No, you can just feather that gas. You can, there's different ways to play this game. It plays to your style. You know, you got four machines that you got the Falcon, which is just your base. You got the Fox, which is the very light bodied but fast, lots of boost mechanics. Not my playstyle. I haven't been able to get it, but a lot of like the top track scores and stuff have been posted by those people. So watch out for them. You got the Goose, your Brawler. If you want to get in there and just like fight, this is your high speed, high damage kind of vehicle. And then there's the Stingray, my personal favorite, which is more of like a, you get to top speed and then you stay there type of machine. And it's got some room to fight, but you know, if you mess around too much, then you're going to set yourself behind, because then you have that slow acceleration. But, yeah, it's got the same ziggy zaggy. You got to dip and dodge through obstacles. The environments are beautiful. Everything, this whole thing is set up for, I'm telling you, well, I need that bounty hunting F-Zero game And somebody's going to hear it out there. I've said it on the regular pod back in the day, but I apologize how much I said this is going to be stupid. I eat my words. Nom, 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 they taste good. This game changed my mind so much. With that, I'm going to go straight into graphics and audio. Boom. Beep, 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 beep. All right. Graphics and audio. This is right back to my childhood. It reminds me of the first time I came home with that cart and just like ka-chunk. And I sat down because I was watching my current roommate and he was playing. I was like, I kind of want to play this. Could I have a turn? And it nostalgia glasses full on, but it works. It works so well with even the, I haven't even talked about the new gimmick, and I guess I'll bring it in here. Because not only does this give just old school F-Zero vibes, but with the 99 players whole thing, everybody is starting to look different, and it's awesome, especially seeing this early on, not like late adapter, but early adapter, and seeing like all of a sudden the spread, like people are having, you know, you got different, not only do you have different colors, but you have different skins. There's emblems you can put on. There's a lot of customization with your machine, but even then, like the original visuals, like this game had this thing going for it that I feel like was not like jumped on. Like they should have pounced on this aesthetic, this world, and made something out of it, but they did not. They tried. I wonder if just like F-Zero X, F-Zero X was one of my favorites, but I don't know like where this dropped off. This game, though, is starting to bring it back. And the soundtrack kills it. It is all the bangers brought back, but in you know, full stereo. It's optimized for modern systems. It sounds beautiful. The little boost noises, everything is so good. Like I've been this house has become an F-Zero house where it's just like you can't escape Mute City or Big Blue, the two most banging tracks of the soundtrack, I must add. But yeah, we just having a good time. I don't know how much I can't really. I'm gushing and just I was ecstatic when I picked this game up and it felt good. And makes me eat my words about thinking it's going to be dumb. And now is the different section, the gimmick, the 99. Beep, 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 I feel like I'm all over the place, but that's just how I feel about this game. The 99% mode. While if you are really just trying to be number one, give it up. Number one's already passed you. This is a game of survival. Being ranked 30, being ranked 20, hell, top 10. Top 10 is like S tier in this. I don't know who these guys are who are getting first place. this game is a slugfest. And when you're actually doing like a full Grand Prix event, like it is just like, can I get to the end, please? The even just like the normal races, it is hard, but hard in a good way. Because it does give you options. If you want to brawl and you want to get in there in the pack, if you kill people, you do get like extra meters added to your health bar to make you eventually to like, if you get three kills, you're just a god and there's probably no way to beat you. That being said though, that first race, you got to muscle through. And a lot of it, though, is just trying to get to the end. But it feels so good. That just goes back to this is back to the original. The core gameplay of this is so fun. And even people who don't like racing games, I think you might find some fun in this. Just because it's, I don't know. There's something here. F-Zero has a thing, and why does Nintendo not want to embrace it? I don't know. It's got a special place. This is just my shameless plug. The whole game is so good. But if you liked or even remotely enjoyed my little intro segment, that was me on guitar and doing dumb drums. But I do have a better produced song out there if you want to hear something. I did a cover of Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, but in a black / Viking metal, if that's a genre you could even say, version. You look up Ryan Miller Iris House Dark on SoundCloud, you'll find me. We'll put a link in this video, but yeah, seriously guys, you should check this game out. It's awesome, and I hope to, you know, come back and do more actual Super Garbage Day stuff. But until then, signing out. This is Mr. Miller and cut to B, maybe.
If we don't actually cut to B, here is my impersonation. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. All right, well, bye.